This is RSBNB Update, episode 531, recorded Friday, August 21st, 2015. Rollover. Hello, everybody, and it is RSBNB Update coming into your ears once again this week. Earth is back this week, who you might have noticed was gone last week. And you did send in a question for us. Did you get a chance to listen to the response?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I've been very, very busy this week. I got back to my room about 5 minutes ago, so...
That is at 1 hour, 52 minutes, if I must say so myself, for when we were answering that, in case anyone's wondering. But...
Oh, okay. I was like, what? No, it's just 11 o'clock. It's not 1 o'clock.
Not yet, but we're not going to be going that long this week, because we got a very teeny tiny microscopic show this week, primarily because within the light, or I'm sorry, the light within was pushed back a week. So, but you're probably just okay with that because divination, right? All right. Well, there's not too much to talk about actual update-wise this week. We were given a grand total of 6 things in the patch notes this week.
Oh, 6. Boy.
Yeah, and I think 2 of them are worth talking about just briefly in a... passing by kind of wave as we go method, but Hydrix jewelry will now degrade to a broken state rather than degrading to dust.
Cool.
And that's the gems that you get from completing death's bossing challenges. So I mean, high level stuff, higher than Onyx if you invest in that kind of combat gear. Personally, I don't, but I think that's a lot better than just going straight to dust.
Sure.
Cavefish and Rocktail Gloves from last week's Fist of Guthix update will now provide 150 XP per fish caught, up from...
Extra XP.
Right, from 100. So, though, I don't think that that's very appealing, because I went to go earlier today look into the our follow-up items from Fist of Guthix last week, and...
No one was there?
No one was there. I was there for 20 minutes before I saw a soul, and,
Well, who would have ever predicted that?
Yeah, we kind of did last week. I gave it 2 weeks, but those other 2 individuals gave it 1 until it was off spotlight. But anyways, anything in the patch notes of the other 4
of
items?
Of all 6 of them?
Yeah.
No?
No. Well, I mean, on the bright side, we won't be keeping people listening longer than they want to, assuming they want to go outside and do things.
Yeah, run outside. Listen to RSBNB Update while mowing your lawn.
There
help
you
your
go.
Parents.
Or shoveling the snow if you live in...
It's August.
It snowed today in Calgary and the mountains. It really did. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
It really did. It really did. It really did.
I don't believe you.
It really did.
You're already making stuff up. My God. I've been here, what, 3 minutes and you're already making stuff up?
3.5.
3.5.
It's true. It's true. I have first-hand evidence. Well, second-hand evidence. But anyways, we'll talk about that later tomorrow or next week.
Uh-huh.
All right. Falador is getting a graphical rework.
Didn't that happen, that was probably 5 years ago now, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. It was 5 years ago. That's what they said on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
You're just on top of things here.
Obviously.
And that's why we chose you to, carry on the torch.
Is this the Olympics?
Well, no, it's the Olympics of RSBNB Update after 530 episodes.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
But anyways, this will be coming into game before Halloween and after RuneFest. It's going to be completely different from Halloween. No way linked to the Halloween event. It's going to be a small mini world event. White Knights versus Black Knights fighting in the streets of Falador, mainly because the defenses of Falador were breached and they weren't ready for an attack. The White Knights weren't. So we're going to basically get to experience... Yeah.
They've been preparing for like 10, 15 years. How are they not ready?
I don't know. Apparently, the Black Knights staged a spook attack, and they're bringing in...
A spook attack?
Yeah, yeah.
You mean a sneak attack?
Yeah, what's the difference between spook and sneak?
Well, for one, a spook attack is not a thing.
Oh. Okay, then. Well, anyways, they're going to be bringing in some character... from the Falador book. Name is
Caramier?
No, his name starts with R and ends with an N.
Roland?
Yes, yes, that's it. That's him.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
So
making stuff up.
I think that'll be interesting because there's so many people who haven't read those books that.
I've not read them.
Yeah, neither have I. And I mean,
You going to?
Not for this world event, no. It's going to be a 2-week affair, so I don't think it's going to be worthwhile just to read the books for this. But, you know, they did say they know with world events that they pretty much have to add a third faction or else, well, everyone just joins the winning side and you get, you know, huge landslides one way or the other. So that is kind of expected here once again. So,
is it going to be rigged this time?
Well, I don't know if there'd be any reason to rig this one because, I mean, the city's going to be cleaned up after the fact, and that's how we're going to get to see the new city. It's basically going to be updating the graphical assets, freshening up like the lighting effects, the grass, the trees. It's not going to be a complete rework, you know, like the way we saw Varrock reworked or. Taverly all those years ago. So that's what we're looking at for that. Though they did say it won't be burning forever, so I know some of us will be happy that
So it won't be Edgeville.
Exactly. But anyways, that's pretty much all we got from Fortress Jagex this week. So what we're actually going to do, we didn't get a chance to do last week.
Wait, from what Jagex?
Fortress Jagex.
Fortress?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Fortress Jagex, because back in the olden days, Jagex was deemed to be so impenetrable that they were a fortress, because there was very small amounts of communication coming in and out of the company, like in 03, 04, and 05.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways... So what we're looking at this week is a couple of Rune Labs ideas submitted by a couple of community members. So, you know, Rune Labs, you either love the thing or you don't like the thing, right? And ultimately, when it comes down to it, we like sharing our listeners' Rune Labs ideas. So we got two of them this week. The first one is from Thieves and Jade Gizmo, which basically says, give us an option to turn off broadcasts so that we're only broadcasting to our friends. Reading the exact idea here, I, like many people, only care about the people in their immediate circle, our friends. The people we talk to in our friends' chats and in our clanmates. So I propose a filter system that just shows us the achievements of those that we actually care about. Maybe show Iron Man deaths too, because I don't think I've ever met a person who doesn't smile at those. And that's from Thieves and Jade Gizmo.
Aren't you able to do that already?
No. You can... I mean,
Pretty sure you can do that already.
You can turn them all off.
No, because I get... Like, I don't get notifications if... random ass face gets a... cool drop, but one of my clan members just got a drop, and that was notified.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, for example, you see, when someone gets 99 farming, it tells the entire world. These guys want to just be able to limit it to you. There are certain broadcasts that are friends only, like the drops and say 50
million XP. Oh, those
XP.
Are just friends only?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Okay, then you can't do that. My bad.
So that is the limiting factor on that. So I will be giving that a support on Zerun Labs. So that's from Thieves and Jade Gizmo. Sorry there for butchering your name. But and I forgot to mention in the initial brief for this that says, who cares if Cow 1337 Killer has hit 99 cooking?
Cowleet Killer, Shane.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, obviously I'm not up with that kind of lingo then, but anyways.
Right on.
Here we go again. That was on a podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's this new podcast called RSBNB Update 2 weeks ago.
And?
It happened.
Yeah, all
right.
Right on, dude. Right on. Right on, mate.
Mate?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so bank placeholders. This is from Tennis. A bank place card would be a simple item bought from somewhere, using an item would leave an impression, and if you keep it in the bank, you'd see the card, but when the item's withdrawn, the card would appear with a grayed out image of the item. It could also show the name of an item. So it's basically like it's a bank placeholder. It's fairly straightforward.
Yeah, and I think this is another one we can get behind because, I mean, we've had the banking system updated many times, and most recently just the little UI update to it. And I don't know about you, but there's lots of things that I'd like to keep in various positions in my bank that I may only have one of, right? So
yep.
That makes sense. For me, the most annoying one is potions that are 3 dose instead of 4 dose. And if I just...
Why do you keep those?
Well, it's the juju farming potions. I make them into 4 dose ones, and then they, it doesn't keep the same spot.
Just put them back.
I know, but that takes time.
All right.
But, yeah, definitely agree with this, and, I mean...
I think it'd be more useful for, armor and stuff. So
yeah, that too.
Melee, all of that.
Because you don't want to have... multiple copies of, the Tetsu port armor, even the new Raids armor. So, definitely on that. So, that's from Tana79 and the previous one from Jade Gizmo and Thieves. So, if you want to support these, which we highly recommend that you do, just head over to the show notes at update.rsbnb.com and you can find the link to the Rune Labs ideas.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Then, continuing on the topic of Rune Labs, behind-the-scenes video for Rune Labs is that in August details progress report for things coming in, such as the Ictharin versus Amaskid Halloween event and whatever else Rune Labs is working on for the rest of the year. But the thing that did come from this video from Mod Osborne was 5 tips to promoting your idea on Rune Labs and being successful. Which I think is a good thing to talk about, because in the most recent surveys, it really is the case that not many people are interested in submitting ideas to Rune Labs, and only a small percentage of people actually do support. So here's how you can elevate yourself and get those ideas going. So first up, he recommends summarizing your idea with a good hook. So make it sound good. Something that draws the user in and grabs their attention. Which I think is self-obvious. I mean, unless your title...
Self-obvious?
Yeah.
Self-evident?
Okay, self-evident. There you go. But unless your title is simple and it describes it like Tannis's and Thieves/Jade Gizmos did. So that's good. Get the community behind you. Okay. I think we just did that.
Nice. Well
and
done.
Then, make rewards on a separate idea or thread. Okay, so that's good. If your idea has rewards, of course. They don't want you to use tricks such as paying people to support, offering party hats. You'll get banned from submitting ideas on Rune Labs, and the ideas will be deleted if you do that. So I guess they've had some cases where party hats have been offered to, well...
Party hats. Wow. Who has enough money to do that for one vote? Really?
I don't know, but I bet there are people in RS who can do that.
That's a little sad.
Actually, I think I probably know who did that, but I won't say any names here.
Really?
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea.
All right.
Anyways, and last thing, be original. Change the way we play RuneScape. So this means, I mean, not ninja fixes or obvious quest sequels, that kind of thing. Basically, take the game and elevate it to a new level. So that's Osborne's five tips for being successful on Rune Labs. Okay. Anything else RS-related that you'd like to mention?
Nope.
Nope, same here. And we are
actually... Not much going on.
Yeah, we are actually right on schedule. I did budget about 16 minutes for this RS segment. And that's where we're at.
All right, excellent.
So, questions. Ready for some good questions?
Always.
Okay. Well, the first one is an audio question from Parnassius. Now, if I could hit play, that would be good.
G'day, Shane and Earth. It's Parnassius here. We're just about to see the new quest released into the game that is going to bring Seren into the world. What are your thoughts about bringing her into the world so soon after Priftinus was released? And also, with the spells that are releasing with this quest, is there something you would have liked to have seen as a spell? Personally, I would have loved to have seen a spell that could be used in Slayer to make monsters aggressive towards you. So things like Aquanites, which are really good for their drops but non-aggressive, as opposed to Aberrant Spectres, which most people favour because they are aggressive. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Happy RuneScaping, and thank you again for the podcast.
I actually agree. It is a little too soon. But it did come from Rune Labs, so I can't, I mean, fault the idea of players wanting a very strong quest coming from their own ideas, which, I mean, I bet if everyone had their choices, we'd be finishing off all the storylines before anything else happened. But what do you think? Too soon?
I don't know.
Because... like, it's been only a year since Plague's End in terms of our perspective, but in-game, it's practically yesterday that the Elf City rebuilt itself. And same thing with Meeting Zaros. I mean, are we really rushing to introduce this aspect of lore and the Sixth Age so soon?
Meh.
Or would it have been better to maybe wait until, you know, the climax of the whole new God Wars arc?
I don't... It's gonna happen. Might as well do it now. I don't really think it's too soon.
All right.
Or too late.
Well,
I don't know.
My preference on the matter was to just put it in terms of the Elder Gods. I think that's a better fit. But anyways, spells. If you could make a skilling spell, what would it be?
I don't know.
Well, how about I go first then?
Yeah, you go first.
I think that a spell that increased the amount of resources something needed and gave him modest XP boost, say maybe, I don't know, 10 to 20%, would be an interesting thing to have. As in, you, let's say you cast a spell and then it supercharges your fletching, you get an extra 20% XP, but it requires double the amount of U logs to make that U longbow. That would be my thing. Because I honestly think we have too many resources in the economy, and there needs to be a reason to do all those other skills when working on the production skills. So adding some life into the primary skills, I think we'd accomplish with that.
I'd like one that finishes divination for me.
Well, you already have the Nightmare Muspa, but maybe if you went with something like increasing the gathering rate of your...
No, but then I have to pay attention more.
Oh, okay then. Well, what would you like it to do aside from just giving you 80 divination right off the bat?
Give it to me now.
Oh, you're one of those types then. Okay.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we are fairly well covered with the spells, so I can't blame you for not having an answer. And for me personally, everything I've wanted from those spells is also there, so this was kind of a stretch even for me coming up with an idea like that. So... And you know how I always just have ideas in my head and have something ready to go for everything, right?
Yeah, you're very good at making stuff up.
Here we go again. All right, read us the next question, please, from Thieves.
Hey, fellas. In response to last week, my title is Sneaky, which is given after stealing from all the Prifdinas clans in an allotted time. Other thieving titles include Don, the Enforcer, the Swindler, and the Artful Dodger, all given from the Stolen Hearts quest. Questions, though. What would you consider the worst update ever? Aside from your own, are there any RuneScape YouTube channels you would recommend? With old school getting unique game modes such as Deadman mode, do you think RuneScape 3 would benefit from content like this? And if you could suggest your own game mode, what would it be?
All right. Worst update ever?
Broken Home.
Okay, that's fair enough on that regard. I am actually going to surprise everyone here and say something that's really shocking.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Sure.
You firmly seated?
You're going to say EOC, aren't you?
How did you know?
Because it splintered the community.
Well, let me just preface this by saying that the Evolution of Combat update was needed to clean up the combat system. That much we know. But I think the implementation from how quickly it came in, how well it was tested, and how many features were added after the fact, all combined with how Jagex was presenting it, caused the toxic and splintered community situation that you mentioned. So, in some ways, I do have to say, Evolution of Combat is the worst update ever. But, with that being said, I think the combat system, if you like EOC, has revitalized combat to a great degree. So, on the other hand, it is the best update ever, but it could have been implemented and handled a lot better within regard to the community.
I agree.
Yeah. Anything you want to expand on Broken Home?
Nope. Okay. Oh, no, I can do that. Broken Home. Because I'm at university again, so I can say all I want to. Isn't that just... great, Shane.
I don't know about that, but yeah, we'll start the counter and the rollover thing.
Yeah, I have so many rollover from all summer.
No, those don't count. You don't accumulate them when you're in a different state.
I saved my.
You don't accumulate them when you're in a different state. You need to activate them for that state, and you never did that.
I'm activating all of my right now.
You didn't activate them when you went back home.
I can activate them whenever I want to, Shane.
Oh, dear. All right. All right, question two. I don't know why I sound so destitute or I don't know, right there. But no, I don't watch any other YouTube channels, RuneScape YouTube channels, that is. It kind of goes with the territory that if you're producing content, you're not watching content. I just found those two kind of mutually exclusive. I don't know about you.
Wait, what?
I said I find that I can't produce content for a game and watch content from that game. It's never worked for me.
Ah, okay, I understand.
Yeah. You watch any RuneScape YouTubes?
I do not.
Okay, well, there you go. We're in the same boat. Sorry to be boring on that then. And to answer 3 and 4, yes, RuneScape would benefit from something like Dead Man Mode. And just quoting from the forum post you said here, Dead Man Mode is designed to present a high-risk and high-reward gaming mode where your survival is based on how honorable you are in an environment which encourages dishonor. This is, of course, coming to old school. So they saw how popular Iron Man was, and Dead Man Mode was another unique but more deadly way to play old school. Is that funny for some reason?
Iron.
Is this going to be another Nemi Forest issue? Okay. We skirted all these issues last week, but I'm glad you're back. I really am.
I know. It's a big deal, as Vice President Joe Biden said.
I remember that, and that is one reason I would actually vote for Joe Biden.
Because he said this is a big deal on live television?
Well, no, it just provides a great deal of comic relief.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Why don't you elect Donald Trump, then?
I'm not American.
Good.
All right. So, old school Dead Man Mode. Would you like something like this in RS3?
Nah.
Are you good with just your current stuff? Mainly
I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we need to add more onto RS3, because RS3, as it is right now, is the flagship of Jagex. It is what pays the bills, so to speak, and it's what Jagex shows off when they're wanting to talk to media and whatnot, right? It's like when you want to make a show of force in the military, you send your biggest ship, right? And show the enemies how big it is. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I show all my enemies my ship.
Okay. But if I had to pick a game mode, it would not be necessarily a new way of playing RS3 with an account, so to speak, as in you need to make a new account. We already got Iron Man and Hardcore Iron Man.
Continue.
So I would actually suggest something like a PvP world scenario built by the PvP community with close consultation, because I think that's the way to bring PvP back, is a wide-ranging PvP scenario list with, I mean, not only things like clan wars and whatnot and maybe separate arenas, but a whole wide open area PvP where you can go practically anywhere and just kill people. Now, it would be limited to certain worlds and there would be certain restrictions, but I think if that something like that was built correctly with the community's input, it would go a long way to revitalizing PvP in the game. So that's my suggestion. I guess you would prefer easy divination mode, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Would you remove that as a skill if you could?
Nah.
Yeah, it's not nearly that bad, is it, compared to Dungeoneering?
Eh.
Okay. Well,
I have no opinion.
Thank you, Thieves, for that question. Hopefully these answers have, provided some insight. Next one would be from Tyler. Hey, host. So, Reed, since you missed out last week on these two questions, I was hoping you could answer them this week. What is your favorite book/book series, both fiction or nonfiction? And what was your favorite video game growing up, aside from RS?
All right. And?
Oh, for the both of us, what app on your phone could you not live without? Please try not to choose a stock option. And what's the funniest YouTube video / series you have ever seen? Thanks, and keep up the great show from Tyler.
All right. Favorite book, nonfiction, I guess, since it's a philosophical text. Plato's Republic.
Okay, I knew that was going to come up.
Favorite nonfiction book? Or fiction book, sorry. I could not pick.
All right.
Actually, Percy Jackson was good. Harry Potter was good. Nicholas Flamel was good. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I had a nonfiction one I was going to add to this question earlier in the week, but unfortunately I've lost it. Favorite video game?
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2.
Of course, and why is that?
Because they're f***ing awesome.
Okay, I gotta keep the pen working. what app on your phone?
Let's look at my phone and see.
And just so everyone knows, he actually has a Windows phone, so his application choices are severely limited.
Not really. I don't have anything that I'm lacking.
Yeah, well, you don't.
It's needed. I guess Spotify?
Okay. Now you like your music, don't you?
I do, yes.
All right, I don't. But anyways, in terms of my application that I have to choose, it was a pick of the week before. I wouldn't say I could not live without it, but it really goes to show what can be done on a touchscreen device when you abandon the idea of buttons and you focus primarily on gestures. It's the Clear To-Do application. It's available on iOS, iPad, and iPhone. Basically, it's a to-do list without any buttons, and it works purely on gestures. So, for example, you pull down to create new lists or list items, swipe right to complete, swipe left to delete, and then tap to create a new item at the bottom of the list, and you can drag them around and whatnot. So, Clear, made by Real Mac Software, if you want to look at it. They also have a Mac version, too, if anyone wants something like that. So, highly recommend it. Works very nicely with iCloud. And YouTube videos.
Let's see. You go first.
Well, I don't really watch YouTube videos, so it's really hard for me to say on that regard of what would be funny. Because, I mean, I just think I have a different definition of funny, right? Which you might be able to explain to people about, but I'm actually trying to remember the last funny video that I saw on YouTube that made me laugh. I honestly,
you laugh?
See? 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 See what I mean? But so it's kind of hard. I mean, I guess we could laugh at people who don't know how to deal with snow, and I found this one video of once where this guy a good number of years ago turned his car into a bumper car because he lived in Oregon and they got some snow.
And he lived where?
He lived in Oregon, Portland.
It's Oregon, Shane.
And they have lots of hills.
Oregon.
There. I'll say it how I very well want to say it. Thank you very much.
Doesn't make you not wrong.
I know, that's okay. But he kind of lost control and it turned into a bumper car on the way down the hill. So, I mean, not the thing most people would consider funny, but just with everything that occurred from the subsequent pileup. There were no injuries, so that's why I feel okay saying it was funny. And a bus even got involved with it, too. But anyways, this was a good number of years ago. Let me see if I can find that link for you guys.
All right. So mine is the Sassy Gay Friend series of videos. It takes things like Romeo and Juliet and how it would have happened if she had had a sassy gay friend.
Oh, boy. Is there any profanity on these?
I don't know.
All right. And what's the best search term to find something like this so that you don't end up...
linked it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't see it. Oh, it's in the notes? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can find that in the show notes. You guys know where that is by now. But anyways,
What are you doing?
Well, I already did one plug for the show notes, so...
Uh-huh. All right, so next question.
Yes, let's have the next question from Mr. Bistro. Hello, all. What makes RuneScape stand out for you from other games?
Are you going to finish reading the question?
Thanks, from Mr. Bistro.
There you go. Friends...
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you've met lots of friends on RS, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
So have I. So that's a good one to start with. I really think that's probably...
That's why I'm still here.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And, well, the wider community we have in general. So, yeah, I mean, it all comes down to the people you know and who you talk to. And it can really make or break a community. So I'm glad you said that. It just goes to also something we mentioned last week as well. Various meetups in RS tomorrow. Site moderator, and you guys probably know him as King Kala. Patrick is coming here, so that'll be fun. And, of course, I've also met Brad before, and you've had a couple too, haven't you?
Yeah, actually I have one next Saturday.
Yeah. So.
I'm driving to South Carolina.
Woo-wee. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in addition to that, I want to say the pure simplicity, even today. Because, I mean, you can just log in, do a farming run, do a herb run, log out, and there you go. 5-10 minutes,
all
gone.
Done.
Or if you have maybe a bit more time, like an hour, do a Slayer task. Or a clue scroll, you know? I mean,
or
it's just something,
waste, or
something you can pick up.
Give yourself a desire to end it all by doing divination.
I know it's hard for you, but we'll make do. It gets better. But anyways, simplicity for me, friends for you, and community and friends for me as well, so that's good. Anything else on that one?
Nope.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bistro. I love that question. And I think I know the reason why you asked it. It's because you also ended up doing an Informer article this week entitled RuneScape, What Separates It from the Rest? And you have your own idea right there. So everyone can read that at informer.rsbnb.com.
Nice plug.
Thank you. So yeah, definitely give Bistro's article a read. And our last question.
Nope.
Oh, you're going to read it?
We have two more.
All right. Well, you can read this one. Or I'll read this one.
This question. Maybe. Okay, go ahead.
Because you got that one.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Hey, just wondering why you guys don't do Twitch. It would be cool.
What? You're doing these out of order.
Oh, sorry. Oh, well.
Question from Colton.
Oh, crap.
I snuck that in.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Go on.
All right, from Colton. Thank you, I got it now. Hello, lovelies. Few questions for you all. About what percentage of your waking day do you prefer to spend around other people? I like to spend 40% around, 40% alone, 60% around others. Am I a loner? Can you relate? If you could take a guess at what RS skill you'd have leveled up the most in real life, what would it be? And what level would you say you are? And lastly, what kind of cookie is best? Hugs and kisses. Colton.
That is from Colton.
Hugs and kisses, eh?
Eh.
All right, well, you answer first. I've been answering first on a lot of these.
Well, I don't know about you, but there are some people. There's some people that when I'm around them, it's not like I'm with other people, like close friends. So those I would count as being alone for the most part. Being like completely alone, probably 20%. Just go 30-30, and then is that 40?
20
so 30
plus
people.
30. Oh, okay.
30 completely alone, 30 with close friends, and then the rest I can be around other people. I don't know. It really depends day to day what
I'm
doing.
Yeah, it depends on the people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's go 50-50 for me.
All right.
Yeah. And one thing I cannot do is I cannot do loud areas where everything is just pure white noise, like shopping malls and whatnot. That after a good number of hours, that gives a headache.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right. So what skill, Shane?
I want the most in real life. Well, they don't have a programming skill, do they?
Nope.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't exactly fit in with any of the RS skills. What would you say for me? I mean, we could go with farming. Because I have spent
a
good deal.
You have plants.
I have plants and did a lot of that kind of stuff, agricultural related, when I was younger. So I guess we could go with that. So, yeah. I guess it does link up to in-game for me. I mean, I don't summon spirits, and I don't do chemistry, and I don't chop wood. I'm not a pyromaniac.
Well, for me, it would have to be Slayer, because each and every day, I just slay it.
Really?
Sure, why not?
All right, what do you slay?
Everything.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because there is really
Carpe
no...
Carpe diem, right?
Exactly, there you go, so that fits in. That fits in.
I know. I said it.
Yeah, cookies.
Sugar cookies.
All right.
Or chocolate chip.
Anything on them?
Sugar?
Oh, okay. Not with like a dash of lemon or anything?
Only if I want to vomit.
Oh, okay. I'll make a note of that. Not to instill that in you or cause you to do that, but just to be careful, right? But for me, sugar cookies with coconut on top. That would be good.
All right.
Or peanut butter. Okay. I have a feeling that's another touchy food item.
No, I love peanut butter. It's weird. I love peanut butter. I love chocolate. Don't like them together. I don't like peanut butter cookies, though.
And I do not like Reese's peanut butter cups either.
Because they look like sugar cookies, and then you take a bite. No, it's peanut butter.
Oh yeah, that's so bad. I mean, even like
it's
if you
sneaky.
If you get a sandwich or something, and they used white cheese on it by accident, and you accidentally take a bite of that, and
Oh, you love cheese.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. But I totally know what you mean, and I share a great deal of the concern about various food items that you do.
All right.
You and I are the same in that regard.
Last question. This is from Laser Vision. Hey, just wondering why you guys don't do Twitch. It would be cool to watch you play. It'd also be cool to connect a face with the voices we've heard so much. And that is from Laser Vision. Well, I stream every quest that we do with webcam.
So providing...
you can see me. And I think those are on our YouTube channel, right?
They are. The only one not up there is the one that Andrew did, the giant dwarf one.
Yeah, did I send that to you?
Yeah, I got it. I just haven't edited it and put it up. It required some editing, but...
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, so assuming you get 80 divination, you will be streaming this quest coming up.
I am moments away from that, actually.
Ooh! Oh, that's great. How does it feel that you can finally just kick it to the curb?
Wonderful.
Good.
So, yeah. So the quest is next week, right?
Correct. Coming out on Monday, if everything goes well.
All right. Well, keep an eye on our Twitter, which is...
at RSBNB staff.
I will try to announce when I'm going to do the quest and stream it. I usually do Wednesday or Thursday evening Eastern time.
That so way it's fresher for the show recording, too, and allows you more time to fit in with the week schedule and whatnot. So,
yeah.
But if you forget to announce it on Twitter, I will announce it on Twitter, because you always tell me when to shut up and not message you when you're doing a quest.
Yeah. Can I change my Twitch name?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'll look into it.
Isn't it just Earth271072?
Yeah, which is a bitch to type.
Oh. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyways, but as to why we don't do video for the podcast, switcher, camera switcher, lighting, extra editing time. Those are the three reasons why there's no facial video on the podcast.
Yeah.
And as for why I don't stream RS, I personally don't think you guys would like to see a stream that's intermittent for 15 minutes, maybe 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah, like I log in and I'm like standing at the bank.
Yeah, and I mean my sessions are 5-minute sessions every couple hours. Farming run, boom, farming run, boom, 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 boom.
You don't want to watch me do stuff.
Yeah, you're an expert at bank standing.
Yes, I am.
Which makes using the trail option a really good way of finding him if you ever want to find him in RS. E? No. Okay. Well, anyways, thank you for the questions, everyone. Laser Vision, Colton, Mr. Bistro, Tyler, Thieves, and Parnassius. Wow, that's a mouthful this week. Thank you guys for making this podcast possible, because, as you know, without it, we would have had a 15-minute podcast this week.
So, tech news.
Yeah, I put this story in because I thought you would find this interesting.
Surface Pro 4.
And 2 new Lumia phones. Which one are you interested in? Well, I mean, not to purchase, but which one is just most interesting to you?
Windows 10 on phones.
Yeah, that's going to be really nice. Believe it or not, as of recently, my secondary phone recommendation, aside from iOS, has switched to Windows Phone.
Oh, really?
With Android being third.
Why is that?
I just don't like Google.
Ah.
I'm not a Google conspiracy theorist, but I just don't like Google as a company and what they do sometimes. So, I wholly recommend the Windows Phone if you can't get an iPhone.
It's nice.
Yeah. Do you know what the Band 2 is?
I presume it's like the Apple Watch, but shitty in a different way. Wow.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, you don't necessarily need a smartwatch, but anyways, Surface Pro 4 and the Lumia 950s. Do you think the Surface Pro 4 is necessary for an update, or do you think the Pro 3 is still good enough?
What do you mean?
Well, just hardware-wise and whatnot. Like, is your Surface Pro 3 still, you know, performing the way it's supposed to?
Oh, yes. Performance is excellent.
That's good. And, I mean, if anything, I'd imagine it would just be a spec boost, right? To the latest Intel CPUs. And maybe a low-end offering to replace the RT version, which was, I think, was a mistake from the very beginning. But anyways, yeah. I think the big story that comes out of this will be whether or not Nokia can rebound themselves. Because, like, they used to be this huge, dominant market player, but where are they now?
And then Microsoft, they didn't catch up.
Yeah, and Microsoft hasn't used them effectively. Just compare Nokia phone sales to Apple's, and if Microsoft more tightly integrated the business, then I think they could come up with some really amazing things. So that's going to be the thing for me to watch here, is how well the Lumias do here. But all right. Second piece of tech news, Spotify updated their privacy policy today. Did you hear anything about this?
Yeah.
How did it make you feel?
Knee-jerk reaction.
Okay, that's my thoughts exactly. The key thing is these first three words here, with your permission. We may collect information stored on your mobile device, such as contacts, photos, or media files. And, as I said, with your permission. Now, one thing that most people don't realize is that every website that takes information or has a relationship with Google needs to have a privacy policy. Believe it or not, RSBNB has a privacy policy because we have a relationship with Google. Now, just because they say this doesn't mean they're automatically doing it. And of course, every device that has Spotify, I assume your Windows phone asks you for permission when an app wants your photos or your contacts or your camera, right?
Correct. Location as well.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, we got that protection going for us, and it's going to be optional with the way it goes. Also, what people are concerned about is that depending on the type of device that you use to interact with the service, aka Spotify, they may also collect your location-based data using GPS. Which, I mean,
with your permission.
Once again, with your permission. And I don't know why a music application would need that. Personally, I would not allow that on mine. But once again, you have the choice. So. And, I mean, most of this is also for integrating Spotify with third-party applications, which I think is interesting for Spotify because they need something to differentiate themselves now from Apple Music. So, that's good. But, anyways, the moral of the story here is that if you use Spotify, keep using it. Your data is not automatically going to be sent to them. And the Spotify CEO actually published a blog posting today explaining why they want to maybe have the option of asking you for something like this. So if you're at all interested in this, you can just click on the link in the show notes or visit news.spotify.com and find the post that has the big letters that says, sorry. But anyways, you're going to keep using Spotify?
Hell yeah, I am.
All right. You're not going to move to Groove Music for Windows 10?
Isn't that just a music player?
I thought it also had a streaming service.
Oh, that's Xbox Music, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, I actually haven't looked into that.
And, I mean, we haven't heard that much about it, so I don't exactly think that it would be, you know, a milestone thing for them, because it's very hard to get music licenses these days.
Yeah.
All right, ready for the last piece of tech news? Well, of course we can't. That's why we're using the music Dave made us for the podcast.
That's the joke.
Okay, so the Chrome penetration continues. Mozilla announced today.
What?
Well, the Chrome penetration. The penetration of Chrome as an ecosystem.
All right.
Basically, Mozilla announced today that Firefox is going to be able to support Chrome extensions in the near future.
Copiers.
Because Edge is, of course,
going
to do that.
So how low has their market share dropped?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure what the current browser
let's look
market
that
share
up.
Is. I would say I would put them at around 20% if I had to guess. Because Chrome is just
the dominant
thing these days.
Firefox appears to be around 10%.
Oh, okay. And what's Chrome?
50. Well, that's Chrome plus Android.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just say Chrome.
Desktop browsers. Looks like Chrome is around 45%, Firefox is around 15%. Yeah.
All right.
IE's
any stats
around
on there
25%.
For Edge?
Not yet.
Yeah, that's right.
These are all from December 2014.
Ah, okay. Yeah, and that's
the most
also something
data available.
That's something that we should mention, is that when you're looking at data, you know, for census or in this case, browser market shares, you should always look at whole years, not half year values, because it provides a more accurate picture of what's going on. Well, that's good. But basically, it'll support the Web Extensions API, and then Firefox, or rather Chrome developers, only need to make a few small tweaks for that. What I don't know is if Firefox will still support its native extensions.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, because, I mean, they have their own
just
system.
Just more bloat to that ever-wonderful browser, right?
Yeah, well, it's a question of, I mean, the way you want to look at things, because I actually think Chrome is the bloated one today.
It is.
It is, yeah. But I mean, it feels fast enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to be switching to Safari once OS X El Capitan comes out. But that's just me. And there's lots of interesting literature these days on the web about how, I mean, basic web pages are taking, you know, 3+ megabytes to load text and whatnot, and then they keep calling in requests for so often, and one page on The Verge actually downloaded 13 megabytes of JavaScript.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, indeed. So, I mean, it's more so a problem with the website developers than the browser makers themselves, because so many people just pile on the JavaScript, and it's really annoying to see web pages that take so long and have so many scripts that load. It's like, oh my. Yeah. Yeah, you liked that noise, didn't you?
Sure.
Okay. But I personally will not use Firefox for issues I have with the way the company is managed.
Oh my god, I'd forgotten about that.
Anyway.
Oh my god, Shane.
Shall we talk about skill of the month for phishing?
Yeah, nice deflection.
Well, I mean, we can talk about that at a later date in the future, but not today.
We could. Technically.
Well, we could, but we'd be here for an hour.
All right.
That long.
That's enough. That's enough out of you.
Okay, well, Tim has retaken the lead. He has 4.7 million XP gain so far this month with fishing.
Oh my god. This is a competition. There are three people who could do stuff.
It really is. And in second place, we got J.E. Dunster 1 with 4.6 million XP. And then coming up a close third is Flash with 4.2 million XP gained. So, looks like it could be anyone's race with about a week and a half left in the month. So, good job all around, I guess.
Indeed.
Who ever thought that two people would be challenging Tim? Normally, it's only one or zero. But, anyways, fishing, fun skill to train, nice and AFKable. Yes, no, maybe so. Can I ask you something?
What?
Do you like fishing?
Like in real life or in RS?
In RS, because, I mean, obviously.
I mean, it's like divination. I just click on something and then wait 5 minutes.
Okay, so why is divination so painful then?
Because I already had really high fishing.
Oh, okay. So basically you don't want to be doing it all again then.
Trust me, I bitched about doing fishing for a while, too. Oh, God, yeah, what was the worst? I've been trying to get 90 thieving for a long time now.
Interesting. Well, I think maybe thieves could help you out with that, because that is his name after all, right? No, seriously, it is. What's your thieving 80? Level right now? 80, okay. All right. Well, thieves, there you go. There's a challenge right there for you. Make Earth here like thieving.
Give me experience.
Yeah, he had 200 meals, so I'm sure he'd gladly give you some XP so he could train again. Anyways, on to the achievements of the week. And oh, what do you know? We got thieves here who got 99 Slayer.
Thieves got 99 Slayer on August 20th, 2015. How do you say that, Shane?
I have no idea.
Obliterateric. Got 99 Blore on August 17th, 2015, and Obliterate Eric got 99 Attack on August 15th, 2015. So what's your pick, Shane?
Oh, I'm going.
Yeah?
Okay, I thought you wanted to go. All right, I can go. You sure?
I couldn't find anything.
All righty. Well, this one might be a bit of a niche pick. I don't know how many of you guys out there need to connect to FTP servers to update files on your website or have a way of storing things on your phone. I don't know if there's anyone out there who needs to do that. But this past week, I discovered a fully functional FTP client for iOS that's called Transmit. And basically, what it does is it allows you to enter your server details and you can upload files in just the way you can on your actual computer. And what makes this possible is iCloud Drive. So you do need to be on iOS 8 or higher to use this application. It's $8.99 on the App Store, but it is the best FTP client that I've found on iOS so far. So I would recommend that you give it a go if you need to send files to your remote server.
And so why should I care about this over something else?
Well, I mean, obviously we got the candidates like OneDrive and Dropbox and Google Drive, right?
Yeah.
But if you want to use your own server and, I mean, let's say you need to update a file on your website that people are viewing, you can't do that with Dropbox, Google Drive, or OneDrive. So that's why you would use an FTP client.
No. Over other FTP clients on iOS. Okay.
Well, this one actually allows you to use your public key authentication, which, without going too far into the technical details, basically allows you to log into your server without providing and exchanging a password over the internet, which, of course, is good if you have a custom Linux server that you store files on, which we do. Also, it's another great way of transferring files between a Windows computer and an iOS device if you have an FTP client running on that Windows computer. So that works. Same thing for the Mac as well. So that's why I'd recommend that. And plus, it also integrates with their editor, with their code editor called Diet Coda. Yeah, I know. It's kind of a joke, but that's what they call their editor.
So, all yeah, right.
It's called Transmit, and you can find it on the iOS App Store. It is made by a company called Panic Software.
Panic.
Indeed.
All right.
So that's the pick of the week.
Speaking of Panic.
Oh, dear.
It's over.
You got 90
it's
divination.
Finally over. 80.
Oh.
Please, for the love of God, tell me I do not have to get 90.
No, you don't need to get 90.
All right, because I would kill someone.
You'll need to perform home dentistry before you do that.
Someone would literally die.
Really?
Shit, I don't know.
All right. Well, congratulations then. You can now move to the best divination, or better divination spot, sorry, than the Elder Halls. So, good job.
I don't want to do that.
I don't know. I mean, divination's a nice skill. Its cape is a nice color.
Like that nice, solid green of an untrimmed farming cape.
Stop.
No.
No, stop.
No.
Okay. No. All right. Well, aside from getting 80 divination, what have you been up to this week?
Moved into university.
Yay.
Got our internet all set up. I was able to negotiate the price for the maximum speed plan with TV from like $135 a month down to $92. So that was exciting.
You're going to have to tell me how you did that.
Ah, trade secret.
Oh, well, did it have anything to do with being a student?
Nah, trade secret.
All right.
Sorry, bud.
Okay, anything else?
Not really.
Okay, excited for The Light Within?
Yes.
Good.
Very much so.
We get to do another quest week. Those are always fun.
Oh, boy.
Let's just hope that this quest is actually about Saren and it's not about some poor gnome or something.
Yeah, there was some quest recently that was about... What was that quest?
It was supposed to be about the Fremenic.
Yeah, that's right. And then it went into something else.
Dragonkin.
That's right.
What was the name of that one? Oh, A Hero's Welcome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. We're going to have fun talking about that on the end of the year special. All right. Well, as for me this week, I hit 87 million farming XP.
Oh, boy.
Approaching 88, and the end is in sight. I'm roughly about 102 days away from 120 farming, based on my latest calculations. And I did the RS equivalent of selling a kidney.
Oh.
I sold my Drygors. What?
I've never even had any.
Well, here's the thing. I sold them because at the end of the day, seeds are a good price right now. Used seeds are a good price right now. They're really low for some odd reason. And I didn't have any cash.
I'm going to buy them all and drive the price up.
No, you're not going to do that.
Do you have all you need?
No, I don't. There's a 100 buy limit every 4 hours.
All right, I'm going to drive the price up just for you.
Well, here's the thing. They're currently 48K. The 60-day average is 52K. And if we go to the year average, it's a 64K price. So U-seeds are actually a good price right now. Same thing with magic seeds. They're under 100K, which is really interesting. Yeah.
All y'all.
Why?
They're like 250K back in my day.
I know, and I'm wondering what's going on here, because Double XP Weekend is coming up, so why aren't these through the roof, right?
Like I said, all y'all.
Yeah, so, anyways.
Shane agrees.
Well, I mean, not maybe in that way, but it's a good time to invest in seeds, apparently, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But on the other hand, palm seeds. Those cost an arm and a leg. They're $159,000.
Damn, girl.
Yeah. So I sold my dry gourds for some cash, and on the really closing in now on the home stretch, so I'm happy about that.
Hooray.
But yeah, we're having an RSBNB meeting tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
Yay.
We'll get to talk about you when you're not here. Without
oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting times.
Totally. Couldn't agree more. Anything else, then, before we say goodbye?
I got nothing.
All right, then. Well, thank you for joining us, everyone. RSBNB update for this week is done. And we will see you all next week for Shane12088 and...
me.
Lord Earth the Divine.
Bye, friends.
We just got 80 divination.